Nolte, if you think the NBA sucks up to China, wait till you meet Hollywood. By John Nolte on October 8, 2019. There was a national uproar over the weekend when the National Basketball Association, NBA, sided with the monstrous Chinese government over pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong, which is great. But where the hell were these people when Hollywood literally sold its artistic soul to the communist Chinese? I am baffled over this NBA uproar. You mean people really care about all the terrible human rights abuses committed by the Chi-Coms? Because you could have fooled me. Hey, over here. Remember this? Breitbart News has been reporting on this going back at least 7 years. Oh, wait, 8 years. You see, some of us figured out something was terribly wrong with Hollywood. Terribly misguided, terribly illiberal. When 2012's Red Dawn remake, which had already been shot, was forced to digitally scrub every reference to the Chinese as the bad guys. Instead of Red China successfully invading a chunk of America, which is at least somewhat plausible, digital magic told us the North Koreans had done it, which is absurd. Yes, the starving, tiny, hapless North Koreans beat the United States Marines. This is just how anti-art Hollywood has become in its effort to suck up to a government currently engaging in human rights abuses on par with Hitler. Forget about China's past. Forget about Mao in year zero and 45 million deaths. As I write this, the Chinese government is using appalling violence to repress its own people, and not just the Hong Kong protesters. China, like Cuba, is a massive prison, a giant concentration camp, and Hollywood does not care because Hollywood is, above all, insatiably greedy. If Hollywood wants access to China's massive movie-going public, to thousands and thousands of movie screens, China forces Hollywood to toe the line, lick its boots, censor itself, and, worst of all, depict the Chinese government as heroic and noble, which is no different than depicting the Nazis as heroic and noble. And we are not just talking about the movies Hollywood wants to distribute in China. You remember that Red Dawn remake I was just talking about? It never left the county. Red Dawn wasn't censored and twisted into something laughable because Hollywood wanted to distribute it in China. Even though there was no foreign distribution whatsoever, even though it was produced for American consumption only, it was still censored so it wouldn't offend the Chinese government. This was a key moment for Hollywood. This was back in 2011 when the film industry was desperate to gain admission to all those Chinese screens. When the film industry was sniveling and groveling to its Chinese masters purely out of greed. Here's what happened. And it is not just the movies. Because of all this consolidation over the past 30 years, because big companies continue to get bigger and bigger as they gobble up other companies, the very same multinationals that own the movie business also own the television and news business. So not only do the Chinese have control over the content of our movies, that control also extends to television and the news media. These massive, multinational companies don't allow their TV shows or news outlets to expose or criticize China's human rights abuses out of the fear China will retaliate against its film product. Listen, you cannot even begin to count how this censorship damages our movies and television shows because most of that censorship is what we don't see, which is anything things that might offend China's merciless censors. Didn't you find it odd how the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square was almost completely ignored? Where was the big, Oscar-bait movie? In a moral world, that would be in theaters right now. Those of you wondering why movies have become so bland and sexless should know that it's not just the woketards removing all the sexy fun from the big and small screen. It is also a prudish Chinese government. Unlike the woketards, though, China has actual leverage. Financial leverage, which is all Hollywood cares about. If China wanted every movie to be as sexually provocative as Basic Instinct, that's what would happen. But it's not just what we don't see. Again and again we have watched Hollywood openly smooch Chi-Com ass. The big, disaster epic 2012 portrayed the Chinese government as humanity's literal saviors. Alfonso Cuarón laid some love on the Chinese in Gravity by inventing a space station they do not have. While the book World War Z depicted the zombie plague as having begun at the hands of an incompetent and corrupt Chinese government, the movie moved the origin story to North Korea. Transformers 2 set much of its actions in the gleaming, modern, and pristine city of Shanghai, no squalor there. The upcoming Top Gun, Maverick is so concerned with offending its Chinese masters. Tom Cruise's iconic flight jacket was stripped of its Japanese and Taiwanese flags. And on and on and on. Oh, and those of you who would like to see more homosexual character in movies? The problem is not stuffy, right-wing Christians, it's China. So why does Hollywood get a pass for completely retooling its entire industry to appease the Chinese? For offenses that make the NBA's recent PR disaster look like a stubbed toe. Well, Hollywood is run by hardcore leftists and the NBA is a male institution. The outrage at the NBA is not principled. It's just another left-wing attack against masculinity. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.